Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
LD is in studio and Greg is in. Hell has finally frozen over.
On WAAF.
Hillmail brought to you by City of Boston Credit Union for the lowest rates in Boston on low mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more. Visit cityofbostoncu.com. City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. We do it every weekday at this time. We play the best of your Hillmail messages from the past 24 hours.
Thursday, 7:49 a.m.
In honor of Turetsky, his YouTube fame from a decade or more ago, and your guest Bob Saget on the Extra Sauce, I'll now say, Ah, Bob Saget!
End of message.
Yes, Extra Sauce Episode 5 has dropped, as Greg would say. We dropped it yesterday.
Oh, LB needs to ring the ding bell.
Oh, yeah, can you ring the ding bell? Get it close to the mic,
yeah,
LB.
Yeah, get it right, get it up there.
Get it right up so people can hear the...
In your face.
Extra Sauce has dropped. And in the latest episode, you can hear our conversation with Bob Saget and one of the journalists involved with the very disturbing HBO documentary Tickled. And Danielle joins us to talk about periods. And should women? Oh my God, really? And should women have time off for their periods? And that's on Extra Sauce, which you can get at WAAF.com. Also Google Play, and you can also get it at Stitcher.
Thursday, 4:57 p.m.
Native boys just seem to find out early that grandma's friends like to get high. A rich old gal, and she won't have to worry. He brings extra sauce in case the old lady's dry. She can't hide his rapey eyes. At the rest home, he wears a disguise. Thought by now, he'd realize. There ain't no way to hide his rapey eyes.
End of message. Aww.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
That was great and really stupid all at the same time. Thank you.
5:19 a.m.
You dumb snowstorm. Don't you know you're going to create problems? How about you? Flying the drone in front of the old lady's window.
End of message.
Enough with the elderly porn. I thought we were getting past that when Lenny Clark came in here and said it was he who was actually into the elderly porn and not me. And he was projecting that. Please, people.
5:52 a.m.
Hi, yeah, I'm just calling today because kind of feeling like a woman today and I got my period. So I won't be in.
End of message.
Yes, also addressed on Extra Sauce, which is a bad title for that subject. Danielle comes in on our podcast with Greg and I and talks about what we talked about earlier in the week. Italy wanting to pass a law that allows women to take time off for their periods.
5:53 a.m.
You know, Mike Pence is so religious and so Republican that I'm pretty sure he's banging male prostitutes. I think that's the way that usually goes.
End of message.
Look, he doesn't like to go out and have a drink when there's women around without his wife.
Right.
He's a very religious man.
So weird.
He's very conservative. Mm-hmm. He's very old school. That's how he is. You know, we have several people on the phone, on the text line, defending him, saying, you know, showing respect to his wife. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and there's people like me that sounds like, oh, there's some kind of mind control going on there. And that's tough with the vice. Is she really the vice president of the United States? You know?
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Well, it's like how Hillary was the president while Bill was in office.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying.
6:01 a.m.
Am I one of the only ones who kind of hopes Greg misses his flight or, you know, oversleeps for a day or two? You know,
so we can get more jugs in the douche with Danielle on the radio, which is radio gold. I think when Greg comes back, he just hogs the whole microphone. I don't like that.
End of message.
Oh, that's why I'm playing as much inappropriate music during the rejoins as possible.
Yeah, don't get used to it. And yeah. No, we don't. Hey, we don't hope Greg doesn't make it back.
No, there's no. There's a chance, though. There's a chance he won't be here on Monday.
There's a whole ocean between us.
Yes.
Yeah. So it could happen.
We're literally across the pond.
Well, yeah. On the crazy Heathrow Airport, man.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Yeah. So it's the busiest airport on the planet.
Chances he goes to Gatwick by accident?
I don't know. They're not close to each other.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. That's an LB thing. Wouldn't that be?
I went to Gatwick.
I'm in Gardner. I mean, Gatwick.
Yeah.
Where are you guys?
Wait a second. How come this flight's so long? I was only going to Gardner.
Oh, my God. I'm in France. That would be the LB thing.
6:12 a.m.
Yeah, LB. I'm really sorry, man. I'm the one who took your pan. My apologies, but in my defense, I took it for a good reason. I use it to smash down that drone that Mike Shue's always using in front of that old lady's
window.
Would
you stop? Enough!
There it is.
You guys, enough!
You jerks.
Crying out loud.
6:23 a.m.
Yeah, I don't know what's more likely to happen. Tuca and the Bruins to keep playing well down the stretch. Or Greg actually going through with his colonoscopy.
End of message.
Hey, boys got her done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ugly win. That's how you know you're a good team. When you play bad and you still win 2-0, I'll take it.
Yeah. Maybe Tuca could give Greg his colonoscopy.
He's never getting that colonoscopy.
Oh, no, he will.
Yeah,
it's going to take as long as it will for LB to get the Canadian's tattoo.
I already
he got
it.
The Canadian's tattoo.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to take that
but it
long.
It took 2 years.
It took you 2 years.
Oh, was it 2 years?
Yeah.
I was going to say 5.
No, it was just 2.
Oh, okay. All right.
6:36 a.m.
Hey, LB.
Yeah.
I got to give it to you. Tuca's really stepped up his game. Did Greg have his colonoscopy and they pulled Tuca's head out of there? Or what's the difference?
End of message.
Jeez.
Hey, it's going to be a fun playoff run, man. I'm fired up.
All right. Thank you for your Hillmail messages. Feel free to call the Hillmail message line anytime, 617-779-5463.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.